You're listening to The Heart, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen,
sometime in December, Toronto is hushed in winter white.
Folks who seem to be cold and distant are just cold generally.
Little girls with bright scarves twirl and tiptoe across the frozen parks. Little boys polish their ankles up and down the rinks, leaning on cut-down hockey sticks. And in the longhouses, the lumbering stones curl down the ice. Sweep, sweep, sweep! The evergreens that had no chance to compete with the colors of autumn's maples and sumacs now get their chance to shine. Toronto celebrates winter with lights. On the trees, in the windows, on the roofs, on the lawns, everywhere, tiny lights twinkle. The city is a Christmas card.
One cold winter night, the wind knocked at my door. Far too late, I knew, to have a visitor. I peeked through the window, and where the moonlight shone, 4 fat snowmen were standing on my lawn. I rubbed my eyes, wondering what was wrong, when 4 friendly snowmen, standing in a row, men, rocking to and fro, men, burst into song.
Joy to the world this winter night. Joy to your family and you. All our best wishes to you this night. Joy for the whole year.
Butterflies or angels in the snow. No other signs where they had stood upon. My 4 carolers had come and gone. Were they a dream? Who could tell? I waved goodbye and bid them farewell. God rest ye, merry gentlemen, you very monumental men.
Hello and welcome to a festive episode of Cuckoo
Bananas
Christmas Special.
You got it. It's all holiday songs this hour, folks. We're coming up on another Christmas time.
Yeah. boys.
And we started off with a song about snowmen from Toronto. What do you know? Have you guys built a snowman yet this year?
No.
Nope.
Why not?
But
we don't have snow here.
Winnipeg, we built a fort.
True. We took a visit to Winnipeg where there was already lots of snow, right? And I guess we could have built a snowman. Maybe kind of a small snowman.
We decided to make a snow fort, though.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah, you like building forts more than men?
Yes, I do.
Or women.
Snow person?
Yeah.
I think my favorite thing to build with snow is a ramp or a slide.
Oh.
Yeah, or snowballs.
You like snowballs?
Yeah, but I like the ramps too, because you can slide down them with the sleds.
Yeah, I always like to build a little slide on top of the little hill at Gran and Granddad's house, so we have a longer place to sled down, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like you were saying, Ollie, we can't build a snowman yet because there's...
No snow!
No snow.
Oh, no!
Oh, I'm dying.
Whatever will we do?
I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out.
Well, we've got a lot of holiday songs to get to.
Yes, we do.
And we're going to start with two funny ones. Two characters from Santa's team that maybe you haven't heard of before. Did you ever wonder where Santa gets his haircut in the North Pole?
Nope.
Nope.
No? Never thought of it?
From the elves?
He's kind of bald, though. So.
Well, that's a good guess, Jake, because there's one elf called Tiny Tony. And that's Santa's barber. And somebody wrote a song about him. Bob Bradburn wrote a song about it.
Bob Bradburn.
And then we're going to hear about another member of Santa's team called Dominic the Donkey. Do you guys remember this song?
No.
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 Chickadee chick. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah, this is a donkey that helps Santa in Italy get up the hills. So let's hear about these quirky little characters that help Santa out.
Tiny Tony, Santa.
That you didn't know about.
Yeah.
Tiny Tony, Santa.
Everyone sings of Rudolph and Frosty the Snowman too, and all the other happy folks that make Christmas Day come true. But there's one little fellow that's forgotten every year. He's Santa's special barber. He trims old Santa's beard. He's Tiny Tony. He stands upon a chair. He's such a little shaver to take care of Santa's hair. Tiny Tony, who everyone should meet. Happy Tiny Tony keeps Santa looking neat. When Christmas Eve comes near at last and all the bags are packed, and Santa knows which boys and girls have been good or bad, he stops in the Tony's barbershop and you'll hear old Santa say, a little off the side, a little off the top, for tomorrow's Christmas Day. He's Tiny Tony, he stands upon a chair. He's such a little shaver to take care of Santa's hair. Tiny Tony, who everyone should meet. Happy Tiny Tony keeps Santa looking neat. Santa's hair is all in place, his beard is neat and trim, and you can see his jolly face, 'cause Tony keeps him prim. And when you visit way up north, the pole is quite a sight, because just like a barber pole, it's painted red and white. By Tiny Tony, he stands upon a chair. He's such a little shaver to take care of Santa's hair. Tiny Tony, who everyone should meet. Happy Tiny Tony keeps Santa looking neat. Happy Tiny Tony keeps Santa looking neat.
Hey, ching-a-dee-ching. It's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Cumbares and cumbares do they dance a darandel. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings Ujucharil. Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
Hey, Dominic, buon Natale.
So Jake, can you do a donkey, a good donkey impression?
No, I can't.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Ooh, you're inhaling. How about you?
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
All right, well, next we're going to hear some some rock and roll, baby.
You like jazz?
We're going to hear some Canadian Christmas songs.
Oh, jingle, jingle, apple.
Yeah, what's the next song we're going to hear?
Jingle, jingle, airplane.
Yeah, by Stompin' Tom Connors. And, oh, geez, we got a French title here. Oliver, can you help translate for us? Get on your microphone. In French, the song is called Rock and Roll de Père Noël.
Oh, Noël means Christmas.
Okay.
Rock and Roll of Santa Claus.
Yeah. Santa Claus is rock and roll.
Ooh, baby. Yeah. He likes from rock and roll.
Irene McNeil.
Irene McNeil, okay. Irene McNeil.
Something tells me you guys are excited about Christmas.
Yes, yeah, we are. Why are we not?
How does your Christmas tree look?
Good, baby.
Oliver, what's your favorite? What's your favorite ornament on the tree?
Hmm. The Nutcracker.
That's yours?
Yeah, they're cool. Mm. The little soldier guys.
Cracker and I think I crack.
Well, what do they look like, Ollie, for kids at home?
They look like a nutcracker. So
they have a face and they have a hat and they have a mouth and they have ears. Well, they don't have ears.
So they're made out of wood. They have like wool for their hair, and then they have little swords or weapons. Mm. And they're wearing like red suits.
Yeah.
Dun. Dun, dun,
dun. Oh. And what's the fancy ornaments that Mom just made a couple days ago?
Oh, the oranges, baby. The oranges.
The oranges she cooked. They got hard, and then the orange part of it that you usually eat, basically turned into glass.
Yeah.
And you could see right through it.
That's right. It all dried out, and then so the twinkly Christmas lights shine through the pieces of orange. And now she's excited about it and wants to do grapefruits and lemons and limes.
Yeah, all I have to do is just, like, put it in, like, an oven, and then, like, every couple of minutes you just, like, flip it.
Yeah, and the oven has to be very low temperature, maybe around 200.
Yeah, it's the lowest.
And our oven has convection, so it has a little fan inside to blow the air around, and I think that's important, too, to dry it out.
Yeah.
And then you, too, can have stained glass orange pieces on your Christmas tree.
Or any fruit you want that's like orange.
A citrus fruit.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah.
But you definitely need your parents' help if you're going to try that. All right. Let's hear Jingle Jangle Airplane by Stompin' Tom Connors.
Jump on the band, plays Jingle Jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance on the Christmas Jingle Jangle way. Jump with a jingle, jingle, jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance the Jingle Jangle Christmas day. I was wondering if the fans rock and roll in foreign lands, so my aeroplane and me flew around the world to see. I found out they rock and roll in every place but the old North Pole, and there I saw them swing and sway, and I could hear old Santa say, jump on the band, plays Jingle Jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance on the Christmas Jingle Jangle way. Jump with a jingle, jingle, jangle, swing with a single, tingle, tangle, dance the Jingle Jangle Christmas Day. So I flew down and landed there by Mrs. Claus's rocking chair. The reindeer jingle jangled by and Rudolph held his red nose high. Hear the Christmas fairies sing, watch the brownies sway and swing, and then they taught me how to prance the Christmas Jingle Jangle dance. Jump on the band, plays Jingle Jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance on the Christmas Jingle Jangle way. Jump with a jingle, jingle, jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance the Jingle Jangle Christmas day. Before I left the old North Pole, I forgot how to rock and roll. The jingle jangle in my brain began to affect my aeroplane. It must have heard old Santa say the jingle jangle all the way, 'cause now it's in the Hall of Fame, a jingle jangled aeroplane. Jump on the band, plays Jingle Jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance on the Christmas Jingle Jangle way. Jump with a jingle jingle jangle, swing with a single tingle tangle, dance the Jingle Jangle Christmas day. Hey! Dance the Jingle Jangle Christmas Day.
Je veux vous raconter l'histoire du Père Noël avec sa barbe longue et blanche et sa musique nouvelle. Rock and roll du Père Noël. Rock and roll du Père Noël. Rock and roll du Père Noël revient tous les ans. La musique qui vient d'arriver, cet rythme entraîne un nouveau qu'on ne peut se passer. Rock'n'roll du Père Noël. Rock'n'roll du Père Noël. Rock'n'roll du Père Noël revient tous les ans. Rock, 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 Père Noël. Roll, 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 Père Noël. Patient pour régler leur sort. Rock, Père Noël. Rock'n'roll du Père Noël revient tous les ans.
Hey, rock and roll, c'est cool, hein?
Oui.
That was Rock and Roll to Père Noël from the year 1958. And, I mean, that's one of the earliest rock and roll songs, if you think about it. I think the name Rock and Roll comes from around 1954. So that's kind of crazy to think of now, but Rock and Roll was only 4 years old when she recorded that song.
I wonder what the first rock and roll song was.
Well, it's always kind of like a lot. There's a lot of songs that sounded rock and roll-ish, you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard to say which is the first one. It kind of just naturally evolves like that.
Probably the cavemans that made rock and roll.
They definitely made rock.
Yeah. Well, they discovered the rock, but...
Now we got this interesting country song that I got to ask you guys about. It's called I'm Gonna Lasso Santa Claus.
He's mean.
Well, so it's a little girl singing, and she says she's gonna, capture Santa Claus and take his toys from his big sack, but she's gonna do that to give it to the girls and boys that didn't get toys. So my question to you is, like, would she be on the naughty list?
Yeah, she's on the naughty list.
Or on the nice list?
Because she's probably giving the things to the naughty guys.
Oh.
The naughty guys, because then they don't get presents.
Oh, I see. You're thinking that she's giving it to
the
naughty kids.
I think she's giving them to the people, like in the poor countries, I'm thinking.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. She's like...
poor part of Africa, maybe.
Well,
I don't know how she's going to get over there, but...
That's how I heard it, too. Like, she's kind of nice because she's giving it to kids that don't have toys.
But she's kind of mean also.
But she's kind of stealing from Santa.
Yeah.
And she's stealing and giving at the same time, so it's kind of hard.
And she captured Noel's.
Yeah, and she's going to squirt him with a water gun, too.
Oh, that's me. Okay, that's a naughty list.
That's probably get you on the naughty list. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a bit like a Robin Hood, though, kind of character. Mm-hmm.
We'll just see what the song sounds like. And
okay, yeah. We'll listen to it, and you guys be the judge, okay?
Okay.
Should Brenda Lee get toys this Christmas or not?
No.
You decide.
No, she's not.
I'm gonna pull, pull, pull on his beard. Pull, pull, and see if it's real. I'm gonna tick, tick, tickle him on the tummy, because he laughs so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around Christmas time. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings them toys like he does to me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. Bang, bang, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run and bring to all the kids who don't have none. I'm gonna pull, pull, pull on his beard. Pull, pull, and see if it's real. I'm gonna tick, tick, tickle him on the tummy, because he laughs so funny. He's so jolly and so fine when he comes around Christmas time. I'm gonna lasso Santa Claus, and the reason is because I know a boy and girl he never goes see. He never brings him toys like he does to me. I'm gonna pop, pop Santa Claus with my water pistol gun. Squirt, squirt, and then I'll take his bags of toys and run and bring to all the kids who don't have none.
Christmas cookies and holiday hearts. That's the way the holiday starts. Christmas cookies and holiday hearts. Goody, goody, yum, yum, yum.
Some are made like evergreen trees. Eat them by twos and eat them by threes. Christmas cookies and holiday hearts. Goody, goody, yum, yum, yum.
Mommy, mommy, make a little more. All the children say. Mommy, mommy, make a little more. It soon is Christmas Day. Hey.
All right, so we just heard Christmas cookies and holiday hearts.
And I didn't really... I think that girl's naughty.
Yeah, because she pulled on Santa's beard, tickled him on the ground, and then squirted him with a...
pistol, a water gun pistol.
And then stole his toys, so...
Hmm. Yeah.
I think she's bad.
All right. Well, I want to talk about cookies.
Okay.
You guys just got some cookies.
Yeah.
For lunch today.
But I don't want...
In lunchtime at school.
How'd they taste?
Good.
Yeah. Now, like Jake was saying, we got to go to Winnipeg just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we got to make...
gingerbread cookies.
Yeah. With?
Molasses.
Yep.
And cookie cutters.
Mm-hmm. I was talking about the person you made it with.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah.
Well, Grandpa watched... soccer games and football games. So, mostly Grandma and me.
Mm-hmm.
And me.
You guys were doing a lot of cutting out. That's that's my favorite kind of Christmas cookie, those molasses gingerbread cookies.
Yeah.
And when I was little, they even had a little holiday heart in the middle, a cinnamon heart.
But they don't sell them the way they did.
Well, that's what Grandma was saying. Yeah. She was having trouble finding them this year, cinnamon hearts.
We get them.
Yeah, I feel like I could find some.
Yeah.
But then when we go to Gran's house, do you remember the types of cookies we make there?
We make chocolate chip granola cookies.
Mm, yeah, oatmeal chocolate chip.
Yeah,
yeah, I love those.
No, I was thinking about the Christmas cookies, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she makes cookies for us. We just put icing on them and stick a bunch of candies that we want in there.
And we make gingerbread houses.
Yeah, we make, and we also make gingerbread houses and then smash them with a big hammer and then eat all the chunks.
No, it sounds like your favorite part is the smashing.
Yeah.
And your mom even came up with an ingenious way to glue the gingerbread house together last year.
Yeah, by using melted sugar.
Mm-hmm. Just like on TV.
Yeah. Like the pros do.
Yeah.
They melt the sugar and, like, make glass, like, windows out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the British baking show.
Or the Canadian baking show.
Yeah. Or Nailed It, where they don't do it as well, but still fun to watch.
Yeah, they definitely do it not well.
These guys sure love their baking shows. Well, the next song, or in the next segment, we have a song that's kind of a romantic, wintry song.
No!
Yeah. It's called Snowflake. But hey, the holidays are a good time for romance.
For you. Well, snow was falling when love came a-calling on this lonely heart of mine. You were standing there with snowflakes in your hair. You kept stalling while I watched you calling on any way that I knew for just one chance to get acquainted with you. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Changing the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. You've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. The ice was a-breaking and love was waking in a winter wonderland. When I felt you slip your fingers in my hand. The snow is gleaming and I'm not dreaming. I know this is for real. The love I have is too much to conceal. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. Changing the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake, my pretty little snowflake. You've got me warm as a fire with the burning desire for you. Snowflake, 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 snowflake.
Snowflakes by Mac Beattie's Melodeers. And up next, what the guys, look, there's two Christmas elves just walked in the studio. What the heck? What are you guys doing here?
Oh, your Christmas list got lost in the mail.
Oh. So, you need to know what's on it, or?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hey, Jake, tell me what's on your list.
I want to have a soccer ball, some cleats, and a T-Rex toy.
Mm. Hey, little boy, what's on your list?
I want a soccer ball, something cool soccer-related, and some fidget toys.
That's cool.
Okay, well, I mean, that sounds all, like, reasonable stuff. Do you guys, you little elves, think you have enough to work with then?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Are you, heading right back to the North Pole right now, or do you have, like, other kids you need to visit?
No, you're the only ones. No, you're the only ones.
Well, that's good to hear that Canada Post did a good job with the other letters to Santa. Yeah. Phew. Okay, well, have a safe trip back to the North Pole.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Top of the crowd. It's a time for play. It's a wintering day. I'll wait for it all year round. Though the marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen tree. And the sun is red like a pumpkin's head, shining for your love for me. The world is a snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is a snowball. Just for us all to get out. A sugar tape, but a spring is late, and winter is a marshmallow world. The world is a snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes, whenever it snows. The world is a snowball, just for us all to get out and roll. A yum, yummy world, little sweetheart. Take a walk with your favorite guy. It's a sugar tape, but if spring is late, and winter is a marshmallow world, and winter is a marshmallow world, and winter is a marshmallow
Mr. Santa, bring me some toys. Bring Merry Christmas to all girls and boys. And every night I'll go to sleep singing and dream about the presents you'll be bringing. Santa, promise me please, give every reindeer a hug and a squeeze. I'll be good as good can be. Mr. Santa, don't forget me. Mr. Santa,
Santa,
dear old Saint Nick,
Santa,
be awful careful and please don't get sick.
Santa,
put on your coat when breezes are blowing, and when you cross the street, look where you're going. Santa,
Santa,
I love you so.
Santa,
I hope you never get lost in the snow. Take your time when you unpack. Mr. Santa, don't hurry back.
Santa, Santa, Mr. Santa.
Mr. Santa, now we've been so good. We've washed the dishes and done what we should. Made up the beds, scrubbed up our toesies. We've used the hanky when we've blown our noses. Santa, look at our ears. They're clean as whistles, we're sharper than shears. Now we put you on the spot. Mr. Santa, Santa,
please, please, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa, to you.
In that segment, we heard Marshmallow World, which is a nice song, Christmas timey song. And that version was by The Quiet Jungle, who were a Canadian band that recorded this album that I've probably seen in the thrift store many times, but I never bought it. The Story of Snoopy's Christmas.
Like Snoopy from the Peanuts?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I always just thought it was some sort of Charlie Brown record. But it just has one song about Snoopy on it. And then the rest are kind of rock and roll covers of Christmas songs. So
oh,
something I would like.
So it's kind of like false advertising in a way.
Well, yeah. There was this famous song called Snoopy versus the Red Baron that was a big hit a long time ago. So this is just a takeoff of that one, Snoopy's Christmas.
Yeah, like how in the comic he's always in a plane flying against the Red Baron.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, up next, there's a song from a record I did find at the thrift store and did buy. I was excited about it. It's Lenny D's Christmas album called Happy Holiday.
It's called Mr. Santa.
Yeah, the song, yeah. Which is a ripoff of a song called Mr. Sandman. You ever heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Yeah. And the Christmas version is just as great. and then we're going to hear an interesting song that you wouldn't think is a Christmas song, just if you've found the record lying around. It's a song called There's Trouble Brewing, by a guy named Jack Scott, who I had never heard of, so I looked him up. And do you want to tell us about him, Ron?
Yeah, well, Jack Scott, born January 24th, 1936, which don't really need to know, was a Canadian-American singer and songwriter. He was the first white rock and roll star, I think that says, to come out of Detroit, Michigan. He had been called undeniably the greatest Canadian and roll singer of all time. Scott had more U.S. singles in a shorter period of time, 41 months, than any other recording artist, with the exception of the Beatles. Scott wrote all of his own hits, except for one, Burning Bridges.
Yeah. And sounds like he's pretty famous. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, looks like. Huh. But he recorded this funny song during his string of singles called There's Trouble Brewing, where he's jealous of Santa for sneaking around his girlfriend's house. So let's hear those two holiday numbers on our special holiday edition of Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. My baby came home, I asked her where she was. She grinned and said that she was out of with oh, Santa Claus. Oh, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, 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 yeah, well, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, oh, yeah. The snow is white, so crisp and white. But there's trouble brewing tonight. Past 12, I'm a feeling low. I'm a waiting for this cat who said my baby's hot to glow. From what I hear, he's a dressing red. He's a coming down my chimney. That's what my baby said. Oh, 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 there's a trouble brewing now. Oh, 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 yeah, well, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, 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 yeah. He don't know fear, he don't dig fear, but he has a Nixon and a fixin' Les. I'll disappear. Ah. creep to my window. I'm there in the sky. I see this cat. He's a flying by. He circled my path. I think he's a goof. 'Cause with eight reindeer, he tried to land on my roof. Oh, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah, well, there's trouble brewing now. Oh, yeah. The snow is white, so crisp and white. But there's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight. There's trouble brewing tonight.
All right, I think I say this every episode, but we're almost out of time.
Aww.
And I still have three more songs queued up here.
We might not be able to put them all in.
I think we can fit them all in if we don't talk for more than 2 minutes.
All right.
So we're going to hear a song called Home for the Holidays from an album called the CBS Children's Christmas Party. And this one I just found randomly on YouTube. But it has a very 1970s kind of sound. It's from before I was born. But
don't you find everything on YouTube?
Nope. Not everything.
Well,
not everything,
I do.
Not everything's on YouTube.
Yeah. Which is kind of annoying sometimes. But
yeah. And then I don't want to end the episode on a sad note, but I felt like I had to include one of my favorite Christmas recordings. It's a recording by the Monkees.
I can see why it's your favorite.
Yeah.
You love them.
You know the Monkees well.
Yeah.
You've watched their TV show.
Yep.
But I had to include it because Michael Nesmith, the monkey that was tall and wears a tiny toque.
And has the sideburns.
Big sideburns. Yeah. He just passed away a little while ago.
So it was an homage?
It's an homage to Michael Nesmith. But he was an old man. They just, him and Mickey just went on a big long tour.
Oh, a farewell tour?
Well, yeah, I guess they were thinking of it that way. And so he went out with a bang, and he knew he was loved by thousands and millions of people. And all sounds like a lot of the shows were sold out. We should have gone because one of the shows was in Toronto.
Oh.
But, oh well. Yeah, so you're going to hear Ryu Chiu, which is a very old holiday song recorded by the Monkees in 1967. And then we're going to end with this a really cool version of the Peanuts song, Christmas Time Is Here. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, Christmas Time Is Here. That one?
Yeah. But this one is sung by a Canadian artist and her friends. The Canadian artist is named Beatrice Deer. And so the song itself is actually sung in Inuktitut. Because she's, yeah, she's an Inuk artist.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So is the song that we're playing on, or in Inuktitut?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And I'm going to try and tell you what it's called in Inuktitut. I think it's called Kuvia Suvik Naliu Timimat.
Hopefully you didn't butcher that too much. But
I hope not. Yeah, that's from, you can find this song and other Beatrice Deer albums on Bandcamp if you like it. So go check it out. She recorded a whole album of Christmas songs.
Huh.
And she's got a few other albums under her belt as well. So that's how we'll end this episode. The 2021 edition of the holiday episode. Anything you want to say to the kiddies out there?
Well, obviously, Merry Christmas. Hope Santa finds you. And, yeah, have good holidays.
Yeah, enjoy.
A home that knows your joy and laughter, filled with memories by the score, is a home you're glad to welcome with your heart. From California to New England, down to Dixie's sunny shore, from Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
La la la, la 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 la. no matter how far away you roam. When you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
La, 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 la,
home that knows
la, la, la,
your joy and laughter, filled with memories by the score, is a home you're glad to welcome with your heart. California to New England, down to Dixie's sunny shore, from Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways,
Guadarivera, Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera, Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera, Riu Riu Shiu la Guadarivera, Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera, Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera.
El lobo rabioso la quiso morder, mas Díaz poderoso la supo defender. Quiso le hacer que no pudiese pecar, ya no original estuviera en no tuviera.
Riu, riu, shiu, la Guadarivera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera.
Esta que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, ya nos redimido con sehace chequito, aunque infinito finito se hiciera.
Riu riu shiu la Guadarivera. Dios cuando el lobo de nuestra codera.
Dios cuando
el lobo de nuestra codera.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children, 'cause their favorite time of year.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Oldies Without Borders. I'm Peter Morin. This hour, Oldies Without Borders presents a timeline of vintage holiday hits from the 1940s.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I